Two new reports from doctors in the U.S. note that even after vaccination, the effects of what is called long COVID remain a risk for older adults. One report came from a group of doctors led by Dr. Ziad Al-Ali, who studied people who were once members of the U.S. military. The other report came from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The studies suggest that adults 65 years old or older have a greater chance of showing a long-term health problem related to COVID-19. The CDC study found 1 in 4 older people who got infected had COVID-19 problems again later on. For people younger than 65, 1 in 5 had problems. The symptoms of long COVID include, but are not limited to, tiredness, breathing problems, painful muscles, blood clots, and trouble remembering common tasks. The doctors said there are over 20 symptoms known as post-COVID conditions. The CDC study covered almost 2 million people seen by medical workers from March 2020 to November 2021. The report notes that it might not be representative of the entire U.S. adult population. It also did not consider recent variants. The other study looked at people who needed medical help at hospitals run by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. They care for people who served in the U.S. Armed Forces. The study included 13 million people. It found that a vaccine lowers the long COVID risk by about 15%. That is less than what many doctors had hoped for. It also was not the protection level that past studies with fewer people had suggested. The study was recently released in the scientific publication Nature Medicine. The majority of people studied were white men whose average age was 60. Al-Ali noted that the study was done before the contagious Omicron variant appeared in the U.S. in late 2021, so the number of infections among vaccinated people is likely higher. Kristen England is an infectious diseases doctor at the Cleveland Clinic in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio. She said Al-Ali's study results are similar to what she sees at her clinic, which helps people who are suffering from long COVID. England said the best way for people to protect themselves against long COVID is to get vaccinated, continue to wear face coverings, and stay away from crowded places. "We have no clear treatments for long COVID," she said. The studies showed that people who had COVID-19 before were more likely than those who had not to develop symptoms similar to long COVID. The writers of the reports expressed concern about older adults because their symptoms included those that often require long-term care. They include kidney problems, mental health problems, and strokes. The writers of the CDC report said there is a need to continue looking at all COVID-19 patients to reduce the incidence of long COVID. I'm Dan Friedel.